This time on Culture File, what is it about Princeton University and Irish musicians? Ealer O'Linard, singer and collaborator with composers such as Dan Truman and Dunica Dennehy, is touring Ireland next week with a programme of music that blends traditional Irish song and Ealer's Shannos vocals with orchestral sounds, and particularly the orchestral sounds of the uniquely convened Princeton Orchestra. So what's with all the Princeton?
The Irish connection in Princeton University begins in its entirety with Caoimhín O'Riley, the great fiddle hardanger player. It all starts with him, actually, and that is the truth. He was a Trinity student of theoretical physics not that long ago at all, less than 10 years ago, and he was working as part of his studies in a government physics laboratory, where they do all these exotic experiments. And I think one day his boss said, the professor in charge said, you know, I know a guy whose son plays the fiddle. Would you like to meet him? And he ended up meeting the one and only Dan Truman, who is one of the most extraordinary composers. He's a pioneer in computer music, writing very advanced and pioneering software language for special sort of processing and so forth. He established the Princeton Laptop Orchestra and subsequently the Dublin Laptop Orchestra. But he met Caoimhín playing the fiddle. They have toured Ireland in recent times, and it was through that connectivity that Dunica Dennehy met Dan Truman, and is now working in Princeton. But of course, let's not forget that Paul Muldoon has been working in Princeton for many years. The great poet Paul Muldoon. So there is a little bit of they'll have to put a stop to it now, because after this programme it's beginning to sound like some sort of revolution. They're a very able orchestra. They're made up of the student body in Princeton and I believe some faculty, but in large measure 95% of them are the students. Some of them aren't even music majors. There are mathematicians, there are linguists, there are computer programmers, there are people studying medicine. But what they all have is a very high degree of training prior to their entrance into Princeton in music. And in fact, some of them are pursuing parallel careers as orchestral players and soloists, despite the fact that it isn't their major academic study. That is how highly trained they are. Princeton being the sort of august place it is, it attracts people of a very high caliber. You can get into Princeton if you're bright, there's sort of an assessment process that adjudicates your numerous gifts. I think it does help you if you have high achievement in a number of areas, including the arts. But it was something that I was surprised about when I met the students, that very few of them actually are music majors. They're mostly doing other things. What I'm doing with the Princeton Orchestra is that I am singing four traditional songs, but they've been set for orchestra by two different composers. One of them is our own Dunica Dennehy, a Dublin man. He's now living in Princeton and he's a lecturer in Princeton. And the other three songs I'm doing are by Mr. Dan Truman. I went to the concert orchestra a couple of years ago and said to them, you know, I'd like to do a concert where I transpose these songs into the orchestral domain. And I approached actually half a dozen composers, some Irish and some from abroad, and they all said yes, and they all worked very hard. In the case of Grog's Boss, that entire piece was conceived of impressions that Dunica derived from a number of traditional songs, Aisling Gael and Tom Sheinter de Huama. And he took those apart, literally exploded them into pieces and reassembled them to create a narrative to suit his purpose. I'm delighted, of course, that the likes of Dunica wants to use my voice. I suppose Shannos singers have a different skill set. I suppose they have a different sound. I suppose we have arguably connectivity to unusual idiomatic information. and more specifically, different sort of chromatic information. Donnacha has been influenced by Andreessen and others, to my knowledge. But I suppose the beauty of mining into the Shannos tradition, if there is one, is that one is mining into their own subculture and the substrata of our own actual culture. There are so many textual riches, so many musical mines of deep knowledge as well in our tradition, that I think for a composer to look in there, there literally is an Aladdin's cave of potential hybrid sort of outcomes. When you sing songs like this, when you dive into these pools of old knowledge and kind of reactivate them by singing, you are inflating, if you like, in real time, a kind of a bubble which is filled with very strange particles. Particles of nostalgia, particles of emotion, particles of history, historicity, particles of dream, particles of self-identity. And they're all sort of swimming around inside this envelope, which only lasts really as long as the song, but although it may leave some sort of afterimage in the listener. And I've no doubt in my mind, anyway, the musicians that I work with, every day in traditional music, I believe that they are capable of kind of switching that on, you know, at will. They're able to go into that place. It's almost a place full of these strange inner energies. The great ones among them. They're able to make that envelope so large that it envelops the listeners as well, be it in a concert hall or in a pub.
Oh, she's weary from being alone. She's weary from being alone.
Irla O'Linard there in that concert tour with the Princeton Orchestra takes in the University College Hall in Limerick on Monday the 26th of January, the Mahony Hall in the Helix in Dublin on Thursday 29th, and winds up at the Ulster Hall, Belfast, on January 31st. And if you'd like to hear an extended version of that interview with Irla, in which we dive deeper into those ancient particles, the new Culture File Weekly will be available to download with all the best of the week's files, plus some extras. See the Classic Drive site for details.